Yeah, so the fossil fuel versus building renewable energy projects argument, this is a really, really fascinating one, and it's one that I would love to sit down and actually calculate at some point if I get the time, what the carbon footprint of building an offshore wind farm such as Walney, for example, being the largest wind farm in the world, you know, it's taken a lot of time and effort and money and obviously a lot of non-renewable energy in order to build. So it's a really interesting argument. I would love to see how much energy that wind farm creates and how that would offset the energy that's put into it. I definitely think that it is worth doing. I think that you sometimes have to, like with spending money to make money, it's the same kind of thing. You have to use those resources to hand that you currently have in order to create something better. And that's my take on it. I really do think that wind energy is the way forwards. I think that we've got really a really strong sort of argument for that as well. You know, there's been all this sort of, oil and gas are running out, and then people will say, oh no they're not, and then they'll put the prices up and then they'll drop them, and there's this, it's hugely fluctuating. I think it's interesting at the minute, you know, there's this a lot of people are buying electric cars, and I think there's this real push towards being having a greener sort of outlook on things. And I think in terms of spending those reserves towards something that's environmentally friendly to an extent is really important, but it is a bit of a difficult one. I'm a huge fan of wind farms. I'm a huge fan of renewable energy, which I suppose makes sense because it's my job. So for me not to be passionate about it, you know, and I wouldn't have the same sort of enthusiasm for my job if I didn't. But yeah, I can completely understand where people are coming from when they say, oh well, you're doing this. But I think there's so much more to it than that. You know, when you've got the wind farms in place, you've got these environmental reefs that are built up. You often see along cables, you'll see things like starfish because of the slight temperature difference of where the cable's been laid and the sand around it. And that's quite interesting when you do those surveys after you know, a year or so after the cable's been laid. It's quite fascinating really to see how the environment adapts and how these artificial reefs have grown. And they've often been found to be a place where a lot of fish are found, just because a lot of fishermen aren't allowed to go into the wind farms. So from that perspective, that's quite interesting as well, that they've got this sort of safe haven, so to speak. And I think that's really nice, because I don't think we've got enough marine reserves around the UK, really. I think these sort of safe zones are really important, and the more wind farms that are built, the more safe zones we're going to have like this for fish and for all the little lovely critters that we find in these waters. You know, I've been on projects not so long ago as well, only a few months back, where we've seen dolphins just outside the field. I think that was really interesting, actually, considering the amount of construction that was going on in those areas, and to see those dolphins there in the wild, loving life and just doing their thing. It was just brilliant, really, really great experience. And I thought that was nice, considering the noise that was input into the environment. That's something I feel I'm quite aware of, I suppose. In the past, my first job with Gardline, when we were doing the monitoring for piling operations, we had to make sure that we had our soft starts and all of that as well, to make sure that everything was within the JNCC guidelines. So I remember then we didn't really see any marine wildlife. I saw a seal once in the space of a year. So I spent a lot of time staring out to sea without any sort of fruitful sightings. But yeah, this last year, you know, just off the coast of Cumbria, in the Irish Sea, I saw bottlenose dolphins and common dolphins. All that data I then fed back to Orca, the organisation I was previously talking about, so that they could add that to their database, because the sightings were on two separate occasions, but in exactly the same place, pretty much. which I found quite fascinating. So yeah, I mean, I think we're creating something that's so much more than just renewable energy. We're creating these safe sort of marine, essentially like a marine reserve, I would say, where these animals have the freedom to kind of do as they please, I suppose, which is nice. I do think it's a shame that we have to input so much like concrete into the ground and all of this kind of stuff and the waste that's created from having a vessel that sat there on DP burning fuel, especially, you know, if the weather's bad and you're just sat there. I think it's a real waste because, you know, you could be operational. I'm just trying to think of other things that I can cover really on that question. I think without the figures there to support my answer, it's quite difficult to know whether what we're doing at the minute is really going to be beneficial. But one thing I often sort of have said and think about is that when we first had rigs in the North Sea and people were saying that their lifespan was going to be relatively short, and then decades later they're still there and they're still operational and they're still working, and it's really great because that, you know, it's not a wasteful thing, and we've still got this amazing industry because of it. And I think hopefully the wind farms themselves as well, I'm hoping that the lifespan they've put on those is actually more of a conservative estimate, really. And I'm hoping that they will, that this hard work we're putting in to put them all up, I'm hoping that they'll last a lot longer, hopefully, than what's anticipated. So maybe I'm just forever the optimist, but that's my kind of outlook on it, really. And I just really love the idea of living in a more like greener and ecologically happy world, and hopefully we can build that. I think it's quite a romantic notion on my part. I have this fascination with the environment, and ever since I was quite small that's always been something I've had a real passion for. So hopefully my bubble won't be too burst when I do look into figures like that and get the cold hard facts.